This area has numerous farmers markets, which offer a variety of locally grown food, which many consumers say tastes better and is better for you than food grown thousands of miles away from here. Eating locally also has the added benefit of keeping money here in Southern Illinois. And on this edition of Radio Voices, I sat down and talked with Kathleen Logan Smith, the executive director of Foodworks, about this crucial link between the local soil and the local economy.
Foodworks is a nonprofit in Southern Illinois promoting local food systems.
And I would have to think that you work very closely with the people that are involved in the various farmers markets here in Carbondale.
In Carbondale and Carterville and across the 23 counties in Southern Illinois, we work to promote local food production. And so, and increasingly, we're also looking to the restaurants and some of the buyers of increase their consumption of local foods, too, because supporting local farmers supports the local economy. Now we're working on exploring how to make those connections work, right? Okay. So the university was buying local food, you know, Cristado's, there's a lot of restaurants in the area that would and could buy local food. And there's no reason for us to buy garlic from China. Southern Illinois. It makes no sense. Buying tomatoes in the summertime that came from Holland makes absolutely no sense. And why would we export all that money? I mean, that's the sort of the bottom line. Why would we export jobs and money for the sake of food that doesn't even taste right by the time it gets here?
We get a lot of food for California. Didn't you say back in the 1930s, this area was the largest producer of what?
The Southern Missouri and Illinois were big tomato producers back in the 30s. And so we had canneries across, you know, the Ozarks, actually, which is an interesting thing to know. But when you look at the data going back, we have data from 1925. There were three or four times as many farms back then as there are now. And they were producing everything from, you know, dairy, because people eating local wasn't a trend. It was life. And the important thing about that is that money stayed here. And when we started shifting farm policy and changed to more of a global food economy, what happened was we started sourcing our food from other places, and the wealth that it used to generate in our region started to get extracted. So, and right now, though, we should worry, because California is having some trouble with water, and they're not going to be able to feed us as much. So eating locally is becoming more of an imperative, just at a very practical level. Rural communities and rural areas have really suffered under the global food system. And you can spend your food dollars in Southern Illinois and support egg producers and pork producers and beef producers and fruit and vegetable growers, and there's some tremendous fruit growers in the region. And you can do all that and know that your money is going to stay here. It's going to support families. It's going to support roads. It's going to support schools. And it's going to support health care in your region. And if you spend your dollars on other food that came from California or China or Florida, when you spend your money in those places, that's money that leaves the region. It leaves it at high speed, and it hardly comes back at all. And, you know, that's why we encourage people to consider what they're getting. Yes. Local food is fresher. Local food does more for you. It does more for your economy, but it does more for your body. It does more for your health, and it does more for your environment. So if you care about the way Southern Illinois looks and the way how clean the water is and how clean you want it to be, and how healthy the ecosystem is, and whether you want to see bees and birds and the things that make life in a place like Southern Illinois fun, then you need to spend your food dollars in the region.
That's Kathleen Logan Smith of the local nonprofit group Foodworks on this edition of Radio Voices. Radio Voices is an ongoing series of original essays and commentaries here on WSIU. For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.